Hello!
And welcome back to another Guitar Maniac Show. I'm Basil, here with my partner Jamie. What's up, Jamie?
Just ready to do another kick-ass show.
Rocking hard with that tune, Saturday Night's All Right for Fightin' Elton John. The guitar player on that, Davey Johnstone. What a great player for him all these years, huh, Jamie?
Yeah, it's been really consistent. Great rhythm player. Few solos here and there, but really fits the song. I like that kind of player, you know. It doesn't stand out with his leads, but he's rock solid. Coming up, we got Mike Campbell playing guitar on a song he wrote with Don Henley called Boys of Summer on the Maniac.
No.
beautiful guitar work by Mike Campbell playing on the song with Don Henley that he wrote there, Boys of Summer. Great track. Kind of set Don Henley apart as a solo artist at that time. Next up, we've got Run to You from Brian Adams featuring Keith Scott doing some pretty simple but tasteful guitar work. I just love this song. It was a big, big hit for him in 1985, and the song made it to number 6 on the Billboard chart. Check it out, Run to You on The Maniac.
All right, we are back on the Guitar Maniac Show. That was Keith Scott tearing it up for Brian Adams on that tune. Really great player.
Yeah, I love the way that guy plays, man.
Yeah, really nice and tasteful. Just a couple of notes and you really get the feeling of the whole song. And now we got another great player for you coming up. Jimmy Lyon plays for Eddie Money. This is off the No Control album, I Think I'm in Love, on the Maniac. We'll be right back.
Eddie Money, so many hit songs. Great guitar player. Jimmy Lyon, as we mentioned. You'll be hearing more of that record coming up on the next few Guitar Maniac shows. We're going to get into some of that stuff. Coming up, one of our favorites here at the Guitar Maniac show, Neil Giraldo, playing on a song by Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. This song won a Grammy for Best Male Performance, and it was a number one hit. Check it out on The Maniac.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
We're back on the Guitar Maniac Show. That was some great playing by Neil Giraldo on that song by Rick Springfield. And I never knew that, huh, Jame?
You know, it's funny. If you listen closely, you can really tell. It almost sounds like an early Pat Benatar song in the beginning. But I did not know that until this moment. Neil Giraldo. What a player.
This next tune, inspired by the Robert Ludlum book, The Bourne Identity. George Koyman, the guitar player, wrote this tune for Golden Earring, Twilight Zone on The Maniac.
Somewhere in a lonely hotel room, there's a guy starting to realize that he's turned. Just turn his back on me. It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. The sun's still warm.
Thinking about your neck. Tired of mission unknown. Double-cross messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you?
And that is just a standout track.
Yeah, really great track.
It's like that song came out of nowhere, you know?
Great playing by that guy.
Yeah, he's doing the Chuck Berry thing on some of the song. It's just really cool. And then when they're singing and playing together, it sounds really neat at the end. I really like that. Twilight Zone from Golden Earring. Coming up next, it's that time of the show again, Basil. Time for Led Zeppelin. Trampled Underfoot on the Maniac.
Yeah. But in the scope's the word. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing.
Say
All right, back on the Maniac Show with Jamie and Basil. I want to welcome all our listeners all over the world. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's another hot show, Bass. We got the Led Zeppelin track we played three tracks ago. That was Trampled Underfoot. Incredible guitar work by guitar maniac Jimmy Page. One of our favorite maniacs here. Then we did The Stroke from Billy Squire. Another great track. That's Billy Squire and then Carrie Sheriff. And then his touring guitar player, we want to say rest in peace to Jeff Gola, Billy Squire's touring guitar player. He passed away on January 1st of this year. Interestingly enough, he was only 59 years old. He also played with Rod Stewart for about 10 years. So rest in peace, Jeff Golub. Next up, One from U2, The Edge, doing his textural guitar thing on this great track on The Maniac.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share. Thank you.
We are back on the Guitar Maniac Show. Edge really distinguishing himself on that song. Great rhythm riffs, great lead, fantastic song. You too. This next track by a great band, 1983, the self-titled album Zebra. The song is called Who's Behind the Door.
Yeah, it's interesting. You hear so much of the band's influence on this track. The influences are obviously Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin. This song, you know, it's funny because they didn't make another record of this caliber. And, you know, it's an astonishing song. I'm really glad that we brought this in to the set and are playing this for our fans because I think it's something people need to hear. Randy Jackson is the singer, songwriter, guitar player on this. And just check out this acoustic guitar work in the beginning. And then obviously there's some incredible singing and some incredible solo work. Who's Behind the Door from Zebra on the Guitar Maniac Show. Some incredible guitar playing on that last song, Randy Jackson. I love the 12 string. I love the hugeness of the end of that song. It's amazing. Up next, another really special band that you may not have heard of. This is Feel the Same from Riot off the Fire Down Under on The Maniac.
If I'm gonna take some chances, will you still remember?
Wow, tasty licks on that last tune from Mark Real and Rick Ventura of Riot. Great players. Rest in peace, Mark Real. We miss you, buddy. Next up, Paul Dean, Loverboy, Turn Me Loose on the Maniac.
Thanks for listening to another edition of the Guitar Maniac Show. Basil and I are loving doing this for you guys. We have some new listeners, right, Basil?
Yeah, we love doing the show, and we love it. Some people in Tunisia have listened to us, and we really appreciate you guys out there. United Kingdom, otherwise known as England. We got some boys in Ireland. Of course, we got all over the United States. Our boys in Columbus, Georgia, Phoenix City, Seattle, New York.
Japan, too.
Yeah, we got some fellas in Japan that like the show.
We're totally stoked that you're loving the show. Why don't you send us an email? Tell us what you think or what you want to hear. That's at theguitarmaniacshow@gmail.com. Tell them the rest, Ben.
Yeah, you can send any submissions you want for the Cream of the Crop show to artemisrecords@gmail.com. You can get the show at artemisrecordsradio.com. the Guitar Maniac Show on demand. Hear us 24/7 also at ArtemisRecords.net.
Thanks for tuning in for this edition of the Guitar Maniac Show. We're going to close it out with one of our favorite maniacs, Rick Emmett and Triumph. This is Lay It on the Line.
On the Maniac. Guitar Maniac Show is brought to you by Artemis Records, broadcast from Hollywood, California, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at ArtemisRecords.net. The Guitar Maniac Show is sole property of Artemis Records. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without written consent is prohibited.